Maryland's Morning News on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
A new season of Storage Wars New York is back on cable, debuted last night on A&E, featuring, among other characters, Mike the Hustler Briota, who joins us this morning. Mike, good morning.
Hey, Dave. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Good. Were you into this whole buying other people's storage lockers thing before your show or before the original Storage Wars show?
Oh, absolutely. I've been buying, well, what we like to call them in New York is rooms, not lockers.
Uh-huh.
So we'll correct that first of all. But I've been buying it for a long time before the original show even came out.
Hmm. Can you make a living doing this? In other words, how much of your average week do you take up going to these auctions?
You can definitely make a living. I mean, I have a wife and three kids that I support. You know, it takes a lot of hustle to make a living at it, that's for sure. You have to dedicate a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of time and effort into this business if you want to succeed.
Because presumably we don't see the times when you spend all day and find nothing worth buying, right?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. I would say 90% of the time, if you don't know what you're looking for, you're going to end up with trash.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, it takes a long time and it takes getting beat a bunch of times to finally figure out, okay, this is what I need to do to make money.
Yeah. Are there little clues you look at when they first open that door? I mean, what tells you, yeah, this is something I want to bid on?
I mean, the clues, like, it's like pretty much what people talk about on the show. You want to see how neatly packed the room is. If there's any dust, that means it's been there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what you're looking to buy that day. That's what I judge it on. I mean, me, I'm not more of an antique guy. I'm more of a person who can buy items that I can sell fast.
You're into tools and car stuff and hardware stuff.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy sellable items I'm in for.
Yeah.
I want the fast sale. I don't want an antique piece that, yeah, might be worth $10,000, but then you got to sit on it for 6 months before you can make it sale.
Right.
That's not really my thing.
Yeah. A lot of people love watching these shows and get a kick out of some of you guys bidding up a locker just to make somebody else overpay for it. Are you one of those guys?
I'm definitely one of those guys, yes. I mean, when it comes to our show, I don't like to use the word hate, but I really, truly dislike a lot of people that are on the show with me.
Why?
So what you see is 100% real when it comes to me. I cannot stand a few of the people on the show.
Like who?
Well, we'll just throw a few names out there. One of them's name is Joe P., aka the legend in his own mind.
Right.
One of the newer buyers to the show, the big guy Steve.
Right.
You know, he's been around a few, and I've seen him before the show even started.
Seems to me storage lockers in New York might be better buys than elsewhere because, I mean, New York apartments are notoriously small, so people may have to store more of their good stuff. Is that the way it is in New York?
Oh, of course. You get, because, I mean, you could take, for instance, a high-scale apartment in, say, Brooklyn. You know, a friend of mine owns a place out in Brooklyn where they actually bought it, and they spent $400,000 for a 500-square-foot condo in a brownstone.
Right.
So where are you going to store anything in that apartment? You're not.
Right.
So you're going to take your items and you're going to put them in a storage facility. So, you know, and there's like 8 million people in New York, so there's stuff everywhere. There's auctions every single day.
What's the biggest bonanza, biggest bargain you've bought so far in your career?
Oof, that's a good question. I mean, the one that sticks out to me the most was when I bought a $125 room and wound up finding an autographed copy of The Beautiful and the Damned by F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Really?
I sold that for around $4,000.
Ooh.
That's one of the more memorable ones that sticks out to me.
Not always the big bucks, it's just the surprise and the thrill of the hunt and the discovery, huh?
Exactly, and you got to make sure you go through every single box and bag that's in there because you never know.
Yeah.
You never know. It might look like trash, but you know what? It might pay off big in the end.
That's what the show's all about. Mike the Hustler Briota, the new season of Storage Wars New York, underway now on A&E. Mike, thanks.
Thank you.